Imagine a world where the most influential force isn't missiles or money, but movies and music. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality Joseph Nye describes in his groundbreaking examination of soft power. While Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld once admitted he didn't understand what soft power meant, this concept has become one of the most influential frameworks in international relations since the 1990s. In a post-9/11 landscape dominated by military solutions, Nye offers a compelling alternative. America's greatest strength may lie not in its bombs, but in its brands, not in its coercion, but in its culture. Soft power, the ability to shape others' preferences through attraction rather than force, provides a nuanced middle path between isolationism and military adventurism. It's why both Bill Clinton called Nye's work indispensable, and Republican leaders described it as critically important. In our increasingly complex global environment, understanding how attraction works alongside traditional power has never been more essential. After all, how often do you achieve your personal goals by constantly threatening or bribing people? Nations work similarly, though many leaders have yet to fully grasp this reality. Power in international relations combines ends and means. Hard power uses carrots, payments, or sticks, threats, while soft power works through attraction, making others want what you want through values, culture, and policies. Today's world resembles a three-dimensional chess game. Militarily, America remains the sole superpower. Economically, power is multipolar, with the EU, China, and Japan as major players. For transnational issues like terrorism and climate change, power is chaotically distributed among state and non-state actors. Playing only the military dimension is like playing chess on just one board. You'll lose. Soft power stems from attractive culture, political values, and legitimate foreign policies. When America appears hypocritical, it undermines its attractive power. As one French minister noted, America's influence partly comes from inspiring dreams and desires through global culture reach, something traditional power theorists often overlook. Unlike influence from threats or payments, soft power works through appeal rather than force. Even realist E.H. Carr recognized power over opinion as crucial alongside military and economic might. Soft power's effectiveness depends on context, working better between culturally similar societies and requiring willing interpreters and receivers. America wields extraordinary soft power through global business and culture. Nearly half of the world's top 500 companies and 62 of the top 100 global brands are American. The U.S. attracts 6 times more immigrants than second-ranked Germany. Hollywood dominates 70% of European box office revenues, while American television shapes global viewing habits. The country hosts 28% of international students, with elite universities serving as talent magnets. Yet America doesn't lead in every measure. Scandinavian nations rank higher in quality of life indices, with better health care and work-life balance. Japan outperforms in patents per capita and R&D spending. The U.S. ranks poorly in development assistance while leading in incarceration rates. Importantly, potential power resources only translate into influence when they attract specific audiences and affect policy outcomes. American popular culture has historically advanced foreign policy goals. In post-WW2 Europe, cultural symbols helped democratize societies. During the Cold War, American culture penetrated the Iron Curtain despite censorship. As one of Gorbachev's aides admitted, the Beatles were our quiet way of rejecting the system while conforming to most of its demands. However, popular culture produces complex effects beyond simple soft power narratives. It often attracts younger populations while alienating ruling elites. In South Korea, American pop culture helped drive democratization while creating tension with traditional values. In Turkey, it created rifts between Americanized urban elites and rural areas where religious fundamentalism gained strength, demonstrating how cultural influence operates with sometimes unintended consequences. American attractiveness declined sharply in 2003, with European support dropping 30 points during the Iraq War buildup. Majorities in nearly two-thirds of surveyed countries held unfavorable views, though most blamed Bush administration policies rather than America itself. Opposition to specific policies differs from general anti-Americanism. Despite political disagreements, American technology, science, entertainment, Silicon Valley, Hollywood, and universities remain widely admired. This pattern has recurred from Vietnam to European nuclear deployments. Anti-Americanism stems from multiple sources: intellectual elitism among European elites, resentment of power imbalance, and America's representation of modernity. Yet power alone doesn't explain fluctuations. Specific policies matter significantly. In the Islamic world, anti-Americanism reached alarming levels by 2003, with less than 15% holding favorable opinions in key nations like Turkey and Indonesia. This reflects both struggles with modernity in some Arab countries and unpopular U.S. policies on Iraq and Israel-Palestine. American exports to the Middle East dropped from 18% to 13%, while extremist groups exploit anti-American sentiment for recruitment. The United States isn't alone in wielding soft power. During the Cold War, the Soviet Union invested billions promoting communism through culture and broadcasting, with their early economic growth initially supporting claims of Western superiority. Soviet soft power declined due to propaganda contradicting actions, economic stagnation, and aggressive policies like invading Hungary and Czechoslovakia. They never produced anything comparable to American entertainment. Today, Europe rivals American soft power through appealing multilateralism and greater investment in public diplomacy. France spends $17 per capita on international cultural relations compared to America's 65 cents. Asian countries leverage substantial soft power through ancient cultures, arts, and cuisine. Japan leads as the first non-Western country to fully modernize while preserving its unique culture, though historical tensions limit its regional influence. In the digital age, the competition for global attraction has intensified. Countries now deploy sophisticated public diplomacy across multiple platforms, with credibility as the crucial currency. Success depends not just on military victories, but on whose story wins in the global marketplace of ideas. America draws on several foreign policy traditions. Hamiltonians pursue national interest as realists. Jacksonians emphasize self-reliance and coercion. Jeffersonians advocate democracy by example, and Wilsonians seek to spread democracy as idealists. Each approach has limitations with soft power. Hamiltonians and Jacksonians undervalue it. Jeffersonians may lack sufficient hard power, and Wilsonians' idealism can breed unrealistic ambitions. Style adjustments can improve soft power without sacrificing core interests. The administration should embrace humility and avoid embarrassing allies. As one British columnist noted, America's challenge is to show that this is a partnership built on persuasion, not command. America still needs hard power for terrorism and stability, but military means alone are insufficient. Our Cold War containment worked through both deterrence and soft power, transforming the Soviet bloc from within. When using hard power, we must minimize costs to our soft power by building broad coalitions. The path forward requires better balance, more Jefferson, less Jackson. Wilsonians are right about democratic transformation's importance, but need to incorporate institutions and allies, tempering idealism with Hamiltonian realism. America's success depends on developing a deeper understanding of soft power and creating a better hard-soft power balance. In a world where problems increasingly transcend borders, neither isolation nor domination will secure our future. Only by rediscovering the power of attraction alongside traditional strength can we navigate today's complex challenges effectively.